Welcome back to Purple Passion. Brent, Kyle, J-O-N-Q. We've got our Twitter question, which is from @FastEddieFan. Who is the dirtiest player in the league? And this really sets up our entire block. We're going to talk more about Ndamukong Suh coming up in a minute, but I want to start the block with Titus Young. And if you guys saw the story, Titus Young suspended by the Lions for a week. Didn't get a whole lot of playing time a couple weeks ago. Goes into practice, and by what one coach said, quote, sabotages practice, lining up in the wrong spot, just not really being a good team player. How would you guys have dealt with this if this is your teammate and this guy's upset, but he goes in and it kind of affects the team as a whole? It's one thing, I guess, for a player to be a little upset about something, have his own little tantrum, but here's a guy that kind of takes it out on his teammates.
Yeah, you know what? First off, you better have Hall of Fame talent to be able to line up and think that you're not going to get flack for this, you know, from the players. Everybody's out there doing their thing, and you should be, you know, hey, yeah, everybody wants the ball, but you got to follow suit. And this has to be done, obviously, internally, GM to the head coach to the receiver coach, on down the line. As a player, you know what? If you don't have Hall of Fame talent, there's a guy like Q that's going to come tell you, you better get where you need to get, because we all are doing that.
But see, here's the thing about it. When you have Hall of Fame talent, the reason why you have that Hall of Fame talent is because you understand how to be a professional. And I think that's the biggest thing. Sometimes guys get entitled and think that they should have things go their way. I should have the ball go my way. I should have. And all those I should haves, it doesn't really make sense because you're not seeing the bigger picture of what the coaches are trying to do.
Randy Moss would be a good figure to say, you know what, Hall of Fame talent, could do what he wanted to do and still played in the league for several years. I don't know if Titus Young is going to be that guy.
I was about to say, but there's the production level that's on the field that you're seeing that he's not lining up in the wrong place or sabotaging. He might verbalize, you know, his displeasure in not getting the ball and all that. But I think what Titus is doing is certainly different. You're breaking up the continuity of helping us win, and that I have a problem with.
And you are not bigger than the team. It is about the team. And until you realize that, I mean, I'm just not going to deal with that as a player. I'm gonna be with the line. You know what the linemen do. We're going to just beat it out of you, really, because we need you to be on the same page as us. We're out here all trying to get a win, and you're not helping us do what we need to do.
I think Q's right. I don't think a Hall of Fame player does this. I think
I think Hall of Fame player gets away with doing it. And I think he has a lot more latitude.
I don't even know that they do it. I think you become a Hall of Fame player because of the intangibles. And you bring up a good point about Randy Moss, and I'll throw this back to you.
Doesn't mean you're going to get to the
Hall of Fame. Tons of talent. Why is it the wide receivers? There's a diva aspect that I don't know when you played Q that was there.
And I mean, I could no, it was there. Oh, trust me. It was big time there. You know, guys acted up. The thing is that because you're on the outside, you don't have an offensive line group. You're not like a part of the running back cool. You're in it with everybody. You're on the outside, and you're only getting the ball a handful of times, and you're running up and down the football field. And you take on this persona of like, yo, it's hey, what about me? I'm out here on an island. It is all about me. I'm making these big plays. And then all of a sudden, you forget your role. You forget your job. Right. Bill Belichick did away with Randy Moss because Randy Moss forgot his role, forgot his job, and thought that he was larger than life. And that's what kind of spiraled him down to where he's at now. That's where you see receivers and their mindset. I know I had that in me too. There'd be times like, mother of beep, I'm wide open, and you didn't throw me the ball. And like, you get that frustration in you because you know that you might not get the ball again. It's you're out there on an island. It's just your mentality.
I want to correct, you know, I don't want to forgive anybody that might have you know, Hall of Fame talent that this is forgiving. You should never do that. I mean, there's no excuse for the guy. Right. This is his first team, and Randy Moss and those kind of guys on their first team, they gave a lot of latitude. But this guy, Titus, he doesn't have that kind of credibility.
In your second year, you shouldn't be that frustrated with the league by your second year.
real quick, what's the biggest diva thing you guys did playing?
Oh.
Personally?
Yeah, what's the biggest diva thing you did?
There have been times where – you know, I knew my route wasn't the primary route, and I'd tell a guy, hey, no, bro, you go over to get my route. I'm getting your route. I'd take over a route.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say this, for me, I didn't show up to training camp one day on time. So that was and we were trying to hold out. That was bad advice on my agent's behalf, but I went with it.
I've never heard of punter holding out. That's the first time I've heard that.
That wasn't a good idea.
Did you get the money?
Of course not.
Did you ever do anything diva?
I don't think I really did any real diva things. Yeah, I'd put a few of the younger guys in there. Well, that's not divas.
Did you make somebody carry your pads in?
Once or twice, yeah. I watched the tight ends, though. I tell you what, Shannon Sharp and Ben Coates, they were rough on John Jones. He was always giving pads. Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
All right. right, let's move on to topic number four. And this guy seems to be on the show every week. It's amazing. And Ndamukong Suh, who stepped on Matt Schaub last game. Cheap player, just a misunderstood player. He's a good player. I get that. But it seems like he does some things that are very
questionable. I think he's got some anger issues. I think he plays fantastically. Yeah, well, he's obviously, his talent level is there. He's obviously one of the best, you know, but he takes these extra shots, and I think his attitude gets the
one too, where this was Thanksgiving Day, he steps right on the arm of the offensive lineman.
I mean, it's not forgiving. On the field, off the field, he's got issues. Yeah, I think he's got anger issues.
I think he's a little misunderstood. You know, I think he just plays up to the edge, but I think sometimes he goes over that edge and he doesn't really understand it. Like, for example, when he kicked Schaub this last week.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think I deserve an apology. Well, that's the stuff you apologize for. That's like, you know what? I'm sorry I accidentally kicked you. I did not mean to kick you.
I think that he just
really kind of flipped and kind of caught him unintentionally.
Would he be understood if you were that lineman wearing that Packers jersey, then he stepped on your arm?
And I know that you can try to push him over the edge, though. Don't get me wrong.
That's true.
He needs to control it much better. I'm not saying that. But I don't think he's intentionally dirty. I think there's a switch that he can't control when he gets on the field.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on Purple Passion. Coming up, Ravens Steelers round two. We'll break it down right here on the show.
That switch that he can't control is going to come back to hurt him in the pocket.